For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. New rules are in place for travelers who test positive for COVID-19, including the wearing of wristbands. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Going forward, all household members and primary contacts of travelers who test positive for COVID-19 on their return to Cayman are now required to isolate and undergo PCR testing as part of the testing exit screening protocols. The duration of that isolation period will be 14 days or until cleared by public health, where the traveler is found to be most likely infected with a strain other than the highly contagious new Omicron variant. Household members and contacts who continue to test negative on daily certified lateral flow tests will be allowed to leave isolation. These changes to the public health policy are now in effect and apply to all travelers regardless of any destination. Government says these have been put in place in response to Omicron, which has been declared a variant of concern by the World Health Organization. Positive travelers, their household members, and primary contacts will also be required to wear wristbands. Government says all of these measures are designed to protect residents should the Omicron strain reach the Cayman Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The tourism ministry is doubling down on efforts to attract visitors back to the Cayman Islands after a 20-month border closure. More than $38 million earmarked for tourism marketing in the next two financial years.
In the current global environment, with less tourism dollars and more competition, getting the attention of tourists and convincing them to book a vacation requires marketing to audiences in ways that stand out in an already overcrowded international marketplace.
During his budget debate in Parliament on Monday, Tourism Minister the Honourable Kenneth Bryan says his government is focusing more on affluent travellers rather than those looking for a, quote, good deal. According to the ministry's budget statement, promotion of the Cayman Islands will occur through things such as trade shows, sales blitz events, sponsorships, and consumer shows. Advertising campaigns will be launched on various media, including print, radio, TV, web, social media, and live activations. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Air Operations Unit has deployed one of its helicopters along with crew to assist Turks and Caicos with unlawful migration. It is the first of two-week deployments. Premier Honorable Wayne Panton says he is pleased that the Cayman Islands government is able to provide support to our neighbors, stating, "It is always wonderful to be able to assist when our sister British overseas territories are in need. We are in a very fortunate position to be able to lend our support. We know that TCI would reciprocate if we found ourselves in need." Music lovers are invited to support young Caymanian artists this evening as they take the stage at a special event hosted by the Cayman Arts Festival.
The audience will enjoy a variety of pieces from Beethoven and Rachmaninoff, even some Christmas carols. So I hope everybody will enjoy this event.
CAF's Marius Gaina tells Radio Cayman tonight's performance will feature Cheskamia Daniels, Charles Henderson, Hadassah Blake, Johan Oy, and Adelaide Walton. It's all at 6 o'clock at St. George's Anglican Church. For more information, head to caymanartsfestival.com. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Julie Kendler. Germany is to ban people who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 from cultural events, leisure facilities and non-essential shops. Angela Merkel, who's due to retire as Chancellor next week, said that vaccination could be made mandatory in Germany by February next year. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from human rights groups to ban the use of counter-terrorism phone tracking technology to monitor carriers of the Omicron coronavirus variant. The Israeli authorities have previously used the app to ensure people remain in quarantine. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has warned that Europe could be returning to what he called the nightmare of military confrontation. At a security conference in Sweden, Mr. Lavrov expressed fears about US plans to place intermediate-range nuclear missiles in Europe. Austria's former Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has made a surprise announcement that he's quitting politics. He stepped down as the country's leader in October, saying he wanted to fight corruption allegations against him. Mr. Kurz has remained the head of the governing Conservative Party.